This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Duterte, the president of the Philippines, who has admitted to committing murder in the past as part of his job as the mayor of a city, Davao, I believe it is called. Probably yes. Mispronouncing that, but that's what I think it's pronounced as. He is now the president of the country. He was elected as sort of the Trump of the Philippines, except even more radical, even more outrageous in the things that he said during his campaign. And he has not dialed it back since getting elected. He's, in fact, kicked off a war on drugs that has resulted in bodies piling up, literally,
thousands
in the streets since just June of this year. I think is it up to 5,000 or 6,000 now?
6,000 last I read.
So that's how many people have just been summarily executed with no trial, without even an arrest. The police themselves have killed a couple of thousand of them, but the majority of the bodies have been the result of vigilantes who have just decided to... They figure they know who the drug users and dealers are, and they're just going to go ahead and kill them. You know, if they don't,
and they're not getting prosecuted.
Doesn't seem like it. The claim was that they would be prosecuting people for taking the law into their own hands, but it doesn't seem like
it. But Duterte also said that he would not be prosecuting police officers that killed drug dealers.
He would pardon them, in fact, if they did get prosecuted.
Right. And as I speculated, and I don't know if he's actually doing this, but I stand by my original speculation, is that anyone who kills a suspected drug dealer in the Philippines will be, ex post facto made a deputy and then pardoned. They can say, no, it's only the police that are killing people.
Is there like a Filipino Bill of Rights or like a constitution or anything?
There is a constitution. I have not read it, but I know that they have one.
Well, they're all meaningless.
Yeah.
Right. The North Korean constitution recognizes the right to privacy and the freedom to travel.
I've heard you can smoke cannabis in North Korea.
I heard you can own cannabis? Property in the United States, according to the Constitution.
Right. Yeah, good luck doing that. So we're going to get into Duterte here, but I actually did pull up the story that our caller from China had pointed out. Now, the one he linked to was kind of a questionable, it was like a Yahoo News, but then when you clicked it to read more, it was Pajamas Media, which is a right-wing opinion website. But then I clicked a little further, and I did find a piece from the NRA, so probably a little bit more well-researched here. Monday, Barack Obama's Social Security Administration issued a final version of a rule that will doom tens of thousands of law-abiding and vulnerable disability insurance and supplemental security income recipients to a loss of Second Amendment rights under the guise of recharacterizing them as, quote, mental defectives, unquote. The SSA, for the first time in its history, will be co-opted into the federal government's gun control apparatus, effectively requiring Social Security applicants to weigh their need for benefits against their fundamental rights when applying for assistance based on mental health problems. Barack Obama's political party.
So they're not saying that everybody that files for Social Security will be deemed to have mental problems.
Correct.
Just the people that file saying, I can't work because of my brain.
Correct. Some sort of mental health issue. Barack Obama's political party and the presidential candidate he personally endorsed and campaigned for suffered perhaps the most dramatic rebuke in the history of politics with the election of Donald Trump. Far from being humbled or chastened, however, Obama is spending the waning days of his presidency releasing duly convicted felons from prison, making low-level appointments, and pushing pet policy projects, all to do something, anything, to leave his stamp after a lackluster tenure.
And who is this that's complaining that Obama is pardoning?
This is the NRA.
Yeah, so the people that are being pardoned are people that never should have gone to jail in the first place as part of the war on drugs. And it makes me very happy to have never given the NRA any money when they're complaining about people being pardoned who should not have been in jail in the first place.
Yep, that's my understanding of what he's been doing. And the story here that they actually link to doesn't bother to give any details. So they had a link on their claim that he's been pardoning people, and it's just the most basic three-paragraph AP piece saying that he's pardoned 78 people in the last couple of weeks or whatever.
The most recent, and I keep up with this because whenever I see one of these articles, I do include it in my daily newscast, where Obama's pardoned over 1,000 people so far this year alone, which is more than the previous 11 presidents combined.
According to the story here, according to Neil Eggleston, again, this is the AP now, Neil Eggleston, the White House counsel, says Obama, and this was written on December 19th, has now pardoned a total of 148 people during his presidency and has shortened the sentences of 1,176 people.
Okay, so commuted over 1,000.
And Darryl,
my mistake.
Because of your newscast that you do, which I really appreciate, I listen to LRN pretty much all the time, but I actually call my jihadist liberal friends that are just hardcore Obama, and I tell them, I says, hey, your man's doing some good stuff. He's letting nonviolent, you know, crime criminals and stuff out of prison. I like he's doing this.
It's the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And one thing that's interesting, Obama's approval rating right now is the highest it's been since he got reelected.
Interesting.
I approve of what he's done.
I approve of what he's doing right there.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
You know, it would be nice if he could reschedule marijuana prior to leaving office, but yes. I guess, can he do that on his own wave of the magic wand, or does that require Congress?
It does not require Congress, but it does require the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services.
Which is right now one of his people, presumably.
It is, but I think it was the DEA recently asked them for an opinion, and they said, well, there's not enough information, but we'll allow more studies to be done. So at least they're, you know, going to allow some FDA-approved studies to be done, because so far, all of the studies that have been done with cannabis, the FDA has rejected because, well, they don't meet our criteria, and you can't do a study that meets our criteria because it's illegal.
So our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. I agree with you. I've never donated to the NRA. I learned relatively quickly that they were not the most principled gun rights organization out there. And it's a shame that there aren't more people on both sides of these issues who understand the similarities here. So, you know, the great movie Guns and Weed by Michael W. Dean, I think, really does the best job of explaining this. And I believe you can watch it for free on YouTube. So go and look for it. If you're a gun rights person, if you're a drug rights person, then you should watch this movie, because usually there's not a lot of crossover between those two camps. Now, within the libertarian communities, certainly there is.
Right.
But if you're, you know, a conservative or a liberal who typically agrees with one of those sides or the other, then you really ought to watch this film, because it really helps connect the dots between understanding how it is that these are the same thing, basically. Prohibitions on guns are no different from prohibitions on drugs and vice versa. It's still the government telling you, you cannot have that. Unless you ask our permission or pay our licensing fees or beg and, you know, kiss the ring, you can't have that thing, whatever that is. And so if you understand that you should have a right to bear arms, you should also understand that you should also have a right to put in your body whatever it is you want, and vice versa. So, I mean, it seems so basic to us.
It does. And, you know, since it was mentioned, I did find that, yes, you can find Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom on YouTube.
For free.
For free. There are several different versions. Michael Dean actually has a 16-part thing, so you watch it in parts.
Okay.
There are other people, not Michael Dean, that have the full hour and a half thing as one long video.
Cool.
But since we were mentioning cannabis and somebody called in and accused us of, you only ever talk about cannabis. I actually had the story about Massachusetts where voters a month and a half ago wound up voting to tax and regulate cannabis. and some penalties wound up getting repealed on December 15th. Well, the legislature has now decided to postpone implementation of recreational cannabis sales and also postponing some medical marijuana dispensaries by 6 additional months. So it's going to be March and April of 2018 before the regulations are even available.
Keep on pushing them Oxy's drug companies.
So it may be a while before they actually open their doors beyond that time frame. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But what does that mean for people with cannabis now in Massachusetts? We'll find out coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Good day, America.
Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. What's going on in Massachusetts after voters there voted to implement a medical, or not medical, they've had medical, implement a legalization of marijuana program, which would ultimately end up with facilities, a store that you can go into, multiple stores that you can go into to purchase marijuana.
And apparently, even though they've had medical marijuana, there have not actually been dispensaries.
What?
Based on the article here from Salem News, the bill that was approved by the state Senate and the state House today that still needs the governor's signature would give the forthcoming Cannabis Control Commission an extra 6 months until March 15th of 2018 to develop initial regulations and applications for testing facility licenses and for retail sales from established retail sales from established medical dispensaries. So I read that
weird.
They do.
Have them.
They do. The way I read this looked like they did not. But it would wind up extending the license application period until April of 2018, which who knows how long it's going to take them to approve licenses and allow for.
So you're looking at the
end
of 2018, probably at the earliest.
Summer, fall, possibly.
All they'd really have to do is just look at Colorado and Oregon. They've already been doing it for 2 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think it's easy, right? But they always have to make it more complicated than it really
I mean, if
has
they just
to
want
be.
To regulate it, and you know, I don't agree with the regulation. Me not having a government ID, I can't even get into one. Daryl and I actually tried going to one in Denver.
Oh, really?
They kicked me out. Yeah, when Daryl came
by. I was
by.
Able to go.
Yeah. Did you have ID?
Yes.
They didn't like my fire department ID that the fire chief basically just made there in the fire department for me.
I wonder if they take a world passport.
They told me a passport would be okay if I had a passport.
Unfortunately, I won't be going to try that out in Colorado, but I will be trying the world passport in Mexico, so that should be interesting.
But if they wanted to regulate it just like Colorado, the regulation is successful in Colorado. I mean, they've drummed up millions of dollars. In fact, my stepfather, he even got a tax rebate on his property tax because of the marijuana tax in Weld County, or whatever. I don't know how it really works, but he actually got like 15 or 22% or something back on his real estate tax for 2015. And I think he was expecting the same thing for 16. And he was pretty happy about that. That's actually what got him okay with the dope smoking hippies coming to Colorado.
The tax break?
Because he got like, I don't know, a few thousand bucks back in taxes.
All right. Bring him on. So is there more, Daryl, from the story? Pretty much it?
You know, definitely more words written here, but we've pretty much covered the meat of it, if you will.
It just goes to show that even though the will of the people in this case, clear vote of the people, wanted to see cannabis legalized, the bureaucrats can just drag their feet. Oh, yeah, we'll get to it eventually. You know, we'll take as long as we want to implement this.
I don't do this often, but I'm going to defend the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats aren't the ones deciding to drag their feet. The legislature is the ones telling the bureaucrats, you're now going to drag your feet.
I guess technically the legislature aren't bureaucrats, they're politicians, right?
So yes.
Slight difference there. Charlie's on the line, listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
It's getting crazy. They want to control everything. I just wanted to ask you two things. One was it Vermont that passed the GMO labeling law?
Probably. Vermont passes a bunch of horrible stuff.
Somebody told me that the other day.
All right. I wanted to ask you two is how would you feel about this statement? Do you think that it's radical? Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Wasn't that Washington?
Agree with that statement.
Was that Washington who said that, or Jefferson?
That's exactly who said it.
It was Washington. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I agree.
I like that one.
And
I agree. Unfortunately, you know, both Washington and Jefferson used the fire of government to suppress people.
Sure, they're
awful
hypocrites.
Dead white guys.
Yep, they are hypocrites.
It was their sales pitch.
And they're starting up the new war on drugs. I mean, every third
commercial
I hear on the radio is for a recovery thing, and they're going to have some program. I don't know if it's TV or radio or what, but guy.
Well, I wouldn't say offering recovery services is a war on drugs. I mean, that's something.
Well, yeah,
that...
but they're getting money. See, they're trying to. They're getting rid of everything. You know, West Virginia just sued some manufacturer for things that had occurred since 2011, and the promo for this program, the guy's on there, oh, there's literally billions of these pills out there. I'd like to know where in the hell he come from, because get any kind of help, you have to jump through all kinds of...
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of pills out there, but you're right. They don't want you to get your hands on them. Thanks, Charlie, for the call.
So the West Virginia thing, I... pulled up. Apparently, it was the McDowell County Commission in West Virginia that filed a lawsuit against three prescription drug wholesalers claiming that the company's shipments of opioids helped create the county's drug epidemic.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Because the shipments were waylaid and robbed by the black market, or...
No, probably because the drug companies wind up giving kickbacks to doctors that write prescriptions for opioids, and then people wind up getting addicted.
So, related story here from the email box. It's Charlie. Actually, this was Charlie who wrote this. He says that they have something called smurfing, where they get a van full of tweakers and drive around all the pharmacies in as many jurisdictions as they can reach, each person buying the maximum amount. So we're talking about Sudafed being limited in the amounts that you can purchase. They'll even sell a device that punches out all the tabs at once. He says, I've seen the empty cards along the roadside walking to the marina. So apparently that's a thing where a bunch of meth heads go around and buy up as many boxes of Sudafed as they want. Now, these aren't serious producers of methamphetamine. These are junkies
right.
who just want to try to make a quick batch to get high for themselves. You
right.
don't really have to worry that that's going to result in mass sales of product on the streets. They're not making the blue meth out of Sudafed.
Right, and, you know, if you go and watch Breaking Bad, and AMC actually did a Breaking Bad marathon a couple days ago, he had these big 55-gallon drums full of
right.
some substance that wound up turning it blue, but, you know, it made like 90-some-odd percent pure meth.
I think you call that the precursor. One of the chemicals that goes into the process that ultimately becomes methamphetamine when you cook it and mix it with other stuff.
Yeah, whatever it was the replacement for, you know, buying a bunch of Sudafed.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here. I might have a little bit more out of this NRA story about the Social Security. It gets kind of dull for a moment, then it kind of picks back up at the end. So we'll share a little bit more with that, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Libertarian Party, free membership for the National Party. You can get it by going to lp.org/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live in lowercase letters, please. lp.org/FTL. That's where you go to get a year's free membership. Normally it's $25 to be a member in the National Libertarian Party, but your free membership gets you in. It gets you a free issue of the LP News and gives you the opportunity, presumably another year later, to become a delegate at their convention where you can help sculpt the future platform and candidates for the National LP. So if you're interested in the Libertarian Party and you've been thinking about joining, wanting to go and maybe help them become more principled again like they used to be in the past, that's what I would like to see happen. It'd be nice. If you want to help with that, you can do that by going to lp.org/FTL. LP, like Libertarian Party, .org/FTL. As we continue here, we actually had a gentleman calling from China earlier. It was Ian from China who had given us a heads up to a story about the Social Security Administration and a new rule that, according to the NRA, will doom tens of thousands of law-abiding Social Security Supplemental Security Income, SSI, recipients to a loss of their Second Amendment rights by calling them mental defectives. The NRA in their story over at NRAILA.org says the SSA insisted that it was not stigmatizing those who receive disability insurance or SSI for mental health conditions, arguing the names of the beneficiaries that are reported to the NICS would be, or would rather not, be made public. What the administration ignores is that it would stigmatize the entire category of beneficiaries subject to reporting. The administration further acknowledges the rule would not provide those subject to its terms the ability to defend their suitability to possess firearms before the actual loss of rights took place. In other words, it offers no due process on the question of losing Second Amendment rights. So basically the idea here is if an individual who's on Social Security falls within one of these mental categories, I guess, that they have in some USC code here, 18 USC 922G, then they have to report that, and that would result in them having their right to bear arms rescinded.
Maybe not report it.
Well, the SSA will have to report that.
Oh, so the individual doesn't have to report it. The SSA, Social Security Administration, okay.
Right. So instead, the rule forces the affected beneficiaries to file a petition for restoration of rights. So they take away your gun rights preemptively, and then you have to file a petition to get them back and to somehow then prove that their possession of firearms would not harm public safety or the public interest, even though the government has never established or even tried to establish the contrary. Regarding the expense of the psychological and medical evaluations that would be required for this purpose, the administration claims that they should be, quote, reasonable, unquote, although they do not and cannot claim that it will actually be affordable to those who are affected by the rule. And that makes sense. These are people who are limited, many of them, in their income. That's why they're on Social Security in the first place.
And the term, take away your gun rights, to me is an oxymoron. I mean, if they can just take away your gun rights simply because, well, they want to, you fall in some arbitrary criteria.
Right.
Yeah, actually means you don't have a right to bear arms, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's
to
true.
Begin
that's
with.
A privilege.
Well, for a U.S. citizen, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, if you have to ask permission or can have something taken away from you like that, you didn't have a right in the first place. You had a privilege to bear the arms. You asked for, you begged for permission.
And this has been going on for almost 70 years now with the, I think it's the Trading with the Enemy Act, which is an 1896 act, but in 1933, the Trading of the Enemy Act was amended to include all U.S. citizens. And it said something about U.S. citizens holding bank accounts. I don't have it in front of me, but if somebody wants to Google Trading with the Enemy Act, 1933, and U.S. citizens being enemies of the state, the amendment in 1933 included United States citizens as enemies of the United States. And then this part I'm not very clear on. But
now, why is that? I mean, what's your speculation on the reason why they would do that?
Well, first off, a United States citizen, as I've said before, is a second-class citizen. It's literally that status is that of a citizen of the District of Columbia. It is literally like a fiction or a creation of the actual government itself or its governmental agency calling itself United States.
So I've pulled up some info here. In 1933, Congress amended the Trading with the Enemy Act by passing the Emergency Banking Relief Act, which extended the scope of the Trading with the Enemy Act in regards to Americans holding gold. So it was because that's when the private ownership of gold was outlawed.
Right. Yeah.
So it only dealt with Americans that held gold, not just, oh, you're in America, so therefore you're an enemy.
Well, and what I had read, which said actual U.S. citizen, the term American's pretty vague. Usually any of these codes.
Well, I'm not reading the actual text of the legislation here, but, you know, again, it's for a specific purpose, not just, you know, you can't just read, like, two words of something and say, oh, it says citizen here, so therefore every citizen is an enemy.
So they were saying that people who were holding gold after it had been turned into contraband were the enemy?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, that's still not a good thing, right? It's still,
I didn't say it was.
Right, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying
You're
you
just
can't
clarifying.
Pull one word it, out right. of it and say that, oh, it says citizen, so
well,
therefore
that's the thing you
got to
be careful
enemy.
With some of the conspiracy sites is a lot of times they look like they've got good information, but they've maybe misinterpreted or misquoted or, you know, only quoted a short excerpt to sort of suit their purposes. You've got to be careful. Now, obviously, Jay, you put some more research into this, more so than Daryl.
Well, even going to what Daryl just read. So with the whole gold confiscation thing, what it was confiscation of United States minted gold coins that belonged to the United States.
Not like Swiss francs or anything like that?
So it was all gold.
Well, jewelry was exempt. And you could have jewelry. I just had been talking to a guy about this, a friend of mine who makes silver, and then I help him sell silver. And we were talking about this because a lot of the silver that we try to sell, you know, it doesn't say the United States on it. So some people only want United States silver. And one of the things we're talking about, well, in 1933, they confiscated United States gold coins. And in that thing, jewelry was exempt. I don't know if, like, you know,
I don't think foreign coins were exempt.
I couldn't answer that question. But
Our toll free number is 855-450 freak. Sorry, Jay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, let's just bring that up. But in this Trading with the Enemy Act, it applies specifically to United States citizens. And actually, I mentioned his name last week. Chris Gronsky gets into this in his class also about this whole Trading with the Enemy Act. And Chris, if you're listening, call and, you know, fill us in.
And, of course, anybody can call in with your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So a little bit more here from the NRA. The major parameters of this final rule are the same as those we detailed in an earlier alert on the proposal. It will affect those who receive SSI or disability insurance because of a listed mental health impairment and who have been assigned a representative payee to manage the benefits because of the person's mental condition. The bottom line, however, is that the tens of thousands of completely harmless, law-abiding people will lose their rights every year under the rule, a premise that the Social Security Administration did not even try to refute. The NRA has already prepared proposals for corrective actions, and we certainly hope they'll be given a favorable consideration by the incoming administration. So right now, if you are an older person on Social Security, there's a chance that if they deem you some sort of mental deficient, that you could have your guns taken away from you. So beware of that. And, of course, you know, if you're taking benefits from the government, this comes back to a topic that you brought up, I think, last week, Jay. You know, if you're asking the government for a favor,
you're going to bear the burden, that benefit.
They're going to put requirements on that favor. There's going to be strings attached.
This is another reason I'm glad I have never, ever paid into Social Security.
I haven't in like 15 years or something like that. It's been quite a while.
Good.
Screw them. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I saw another headline about, like, there's a $20 billion shortfall or $29 billion shortfall in just a few years with Social Security. So, you know, it's probably not even going to be there for you if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
Just constantly getting hijacked.
Yeah. So you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Duterte says he's going to throw his corrupt officials out of a helicopter. Daryl's got the story.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-453. President Duterte from the Philippines is talking about throwing corrupt officials from a helicopter. He should start with himself. We'll get to that story here in moments. Our toll-free number here is 855-453.
Does this officially make Duterte part of the alt-right?
I would think the alt-right would be embracing this guy. I mean, I know Vincent, who was our short-time co-host, he'll probably be coming back in a few weeks when he gets back to college up here, but he seemed to like the guy.
The jihadist Republicans in Colorado thought it was pretty cool, this execution on site.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just insane. Okay, it sounds cool, I guess, but except if they're coming after you. You know, if they decide that whatever it is that you like, maybe guns, for instance, should be an executable offense, then you'll be the one who's dead in the streets. I mean, can't people see that? Can they not?
Nope.
Can they not see? And when I say it sounds cool, I didn't really mean that. But those people would think it's cool because they love guns, right? They love to shoot, and they don't like criminals. And so anybody the government labels a criminal, they want to see punished instantly without having to clog up the court system
until they get labeled the criminal, and
right.
Then all of a sudden, it's corruption.
So we'll get into that story here in moments. Also, if you are interested in breaking away from the medical insurance system, you really ought to check out HealthExcellenceSelect.com. No, you don't have to have insurance. In fact, Health Excellence Select gives you freedom from insurance. And they give you a proactive health assessment daily if you want, as well as no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including chiropractic, acupuncture, traditional, integrative, and massage. Plus, you get a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Daryl, what's the story from the Philippines, this Duterte character who we've been following just this year? I hadn't heard of him prior to his run for president in the Philippines, and then he started saying some of the most outrageous and crazy things. Like, you thought Trump was outrageous? This guy's 10 or 20 times outrageous, more outrageous than Trump. I mean, this is a guy who said during his campaign that he wishes he could have been part of a prison rape against a woman because he was the mayor of the town and he believed he should have gotten the first crack.
Yeah. Well, his...
And his polling numbers went up after that came out.
Of course they did. His most recent controversial statement, Duterte, who is best known for his bloody anti-drug war that has killed thousands, threatened to throw corrupt officials out of a helicopter, saying he's done it before to a kidnapper and he won't hesitate to do it again.
Wow.
He told a crowd in Carmines, Sur on Tuesday, I will pick you up in a helicopter in Manila. I will throw you out of it. I've done it before. Why would I not do it again? The Filipino president was visiting areas of the province in the northern island of Luzon that were recently affected by the deadly typhoon Nok-10, locally known as Nina. The storm, one of the strongest since Typhoon Haiyan, ravaged the Philippines' Visayas region in 2013, killing at least six people and displacing hundreds of thousands. In his speech, Duterte announced that he was going to give up to 100 million pesos in financial assistance, in addition to 1 billion pesos that was set aside for calamities. Now, this is not coming out of his pocket. This is taxpayer money. After that announcement, he went on to talk about his campaign against drugs and corruption. The former mayor and prosecutor who rose to power on the promise to uproot his country's drug problem has become famous for his brash talk and public outburst. He made headlines in April when he was campaigning for the presidency for making a joke about an Australian minister who was gang-raped and killed in 1989 in Davao Prison. At that time, Duterte was the mayor of the southern city. In August, he warned terrorists that he can be 10 times more brutal than ISIS. And most recently, Duterte admitted that he had personally killed people. He told a local radio station last month he had killed several criminals during his time as mayor. Specifically, he talked about killing three men who kidnapped and raped a Chinese girl in 1988 when he was only a few months into his term as mayor.
Now, there are people within the Philippines government who are critical of Duterte, and you gotta give these people credit, whoever they are. I know we've read a story with one of the names, I don't recall what it was, but there are people in the government who are not his acolytes who are critical of him, but you've gotta wonder how long they're going to last. I mean, that is a
He's
scary
thing. He's
going to thing.
Pick them up in Manila in a helicopter and throw them out of it.
And I presume there will not be any kind of court trial in advance of him executing these people.
Probably not.
So, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty scary time to be somebody who opposes this man. I mean, he basically seems to be untouchable in this way. I don't know if there's anybody who would dare to oppose him at this point. That's a scary situation.
Well, the Philippines are a member of the UN. I just checked it out here on the internet. Mm-hmm. And this UN Declaration of Rights, I mean, I just was scanning through it. I've read it, you know, a few times before. But basically, does the UN have any teeth? Are they going to do anything about this? Because Duterte being the president of the Philippines, I think, would be subject to the UN since they're a member.
Should be.
Right. And the UN human rights chief did actually urge the Filipino judicial system to launch an investigation into the murder charges where Duterte has admitted to having committed murder.
Duterte, I'm sure they get right on that.
I'm sure they will. Duterte's justice secretary cautioned that the president is prone to hyperbole and exaggeration.
Wait, who said that?
The Justice Secretary Vitaliano.
Ah, he's just joking.
We're not worried about him.
Silly old Duterte. Oh, Rodrigo.
The UN human rights chief said in a statement, it should be unthinkable for any functional judicial system not to launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone has openly admitting being a killer.
Mm-hmm.
The killings described by President Duterte also violate international law, including the right to life, freedom from violence and force, due process and fair trial, equal protection before the law, and innocence until proven guilty. The chief also addressed Duterte's anti-drug war, saying it has emboldened law enforcement to commit violence without accountability and is in direct violation of all democratic safeguards that have been established to uphold justice and the rule of law.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that there's any justice in this country and in the Philippines is absolutely absurd. We did talk a couple months ago about the Quezon City jail, where we actually saw pictures of just this thronging mass of men who are living in outdoor conditions in a jail, like in a basketball court, just laying down on concrete, laying in stairwells, sleeping on stairs.
Wow.
There are so many cases that this court system is loaded with. So even with the murders of thousands of people,
6,000 since June 30th,
bodies and bodies piling up, they still have thousands of people who are crowded these jails, and you might imagine that they're also crowding the court system on the outside of the jails. I mean, there's no room for anybody, any new cases in this system.
Duterte has defended his anti-drug campaign, saying killing criminals is not a crime. Quote, it cannot be negligence because you have to save your life. It cannot be recklessness because you have to defend yourself.
Well, if you're defending yourself against a criminal, then that makes sense. But the whole idea of justice is you catch the person after the fact. You don't get to just put a bullet in their brain. You have to show that they were actually guilty. You have to go through due process. You have to have a trial, a jury. I mean, there's reasons why they came up with these ideas. Now, we know they're not perfect. Right. We know that the court system here in the United States has a lot that is, you know, left to be desired, but it's better than the Philippines.
His goal, he says, is to eradicate the country's massive drug problem to preserve the interest of the next generation. If you destroy my country, I'll kill you. That's a legitimate thing. If you destroy our young children, I will kill you. That's a very correct statement.
Well, I think that a lot of the common people in the Philippines are going to have to start carrying, and they're going to have to start just shooting cops before the cops shoot them, because these cops have a license to kill, and they're able to get away with it. I mean, it's going to get real bad. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
It generally does get worse before it gets better, and I'm not somebody who suggests that violence is the solution, but I could see where you're coming from, Jay, in that, you know, you're in a place where they're not even going to try have the semblance of justice. Here, at least, you can most of the time figure that if you get arrested, you're not going to end up with your brain splattered on, you know, some back door of the jail or something like that. Every now and then, somebody will get killed in custody in the United States, but it's not like the Philippines.
Not like the Philippines, but, you know, there's been, I think, somewhere close to 1,100 people killed by police in the U.S.
so far
this year.
Yeah, it's not safe, for sure. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. By the way, I was curious, so I checked. The Mexican peso, one of those, will get you 2.4 Philippine pesos. I didn't know if they were different or the same.
They're different.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.